Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Alana, and Zach.
Oh, the trio.
And today we're playing Marvel Rivals, which I was not expecting. We're talking Daredevil, Born Again, Episode 8, in which things happen.
Yeah, things actually did happen.
Kind of. That are wild.
Sort of.
So, how's everybody doing?
We're getting by. We're getting by these days.
Very good. And I have some questions of the day for later. But for now, we're just playing some Marvel. The beginning is Bullseye is back. Anyone expecting to see him again? I was not expecting to see him again.
What?
I mean, they cast him and all that shit.
Yeah, and
I thought it was basically like a cameo in the first episode.
I mean, if there was just a cameo, they would have killed him.
I don't know about that. They have Foggy and Karen. I don't think Karen's coming back.
Karen's coming back.
You think so?
Yeah, she'd be like, oh my god, Matt, you've been shot. Oh no. Let me confess my
just
love.
Just like Foggy, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's back. And they call him Agent Poindexter. So
God, what was that?
Yeah, was he used to be an informant or something? Is that the idea?
I don't understand, and also I don't understand why his name's Poindexter.
It always was,
but it's such a dumb name. No offense to all the Poindexters out there, but
well, yeah, it is kind of a silly name. That's okay. It's supposed to be like, I don't know,
something
define
lame?
Your expectations, because you are it's like a nerdy name for a dangerous dude.
But anyway, I don't know why he's so scared of Gen Pop. He's like super lethal.
If
he can't do anything, he can't take it if he has no access to anything to be lethal.
All he needs is his teeth, as we saw.
He doesn't need much.
Yeah.
It's not like he's afraid.
Doesn't make any sense.
They don't give him knives. He has he has to chomp. They give it to him as like as a smoothie.
I mean, a tray would be dangerous, you know? Like anything.
I agree. It is strange. I also didn't like how in this episode, people kept saying, oh, he's going to die. He's going to die. Because as you guys may remember from from the first episode, my theory is that he can't die.
That Bullseye can't die.
Yeah, because Daredevil threw him off a building and then he just came back to life.
He's fine.
Yeah.
It's a TV show.
No. I don't accept that.
They gave him something.
I want to be this superior plan, damn it.
He's got some powers. Or something.
Then why is he so scared of Gen Pop?
Because he doesn't want to get beat up. Who wants to get beat up if they don't have to?
I'd much rather get beat up by Matt Murdock.
I guess so.
How do we feel about Matt Murdock gaslighting the cops, by the way?
Which part is that?
When he's like, he started slamming his head against the table.
Oh, that's later. Smart. I'm jumping ahead.
Whatever. Okay, it's fine.
So they let him in and they say agent, they call him Agent Poindexter.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what the deal is with that. And okay, so we jump forward after the opening. Heather is traumatized from killing Muse, which good. I was hoping they were going to explain that.
Yeah.
What?
But she's also kind of all about it.
What? Oh, I missed what you said.
Oh, she's kind of traumatized, kind of all about it.
Who?
Yeah.
Heather. The psychologist?
She's feeling it.
Feeling
it. She's like, oh, now
she's like,
I see what's
this is going to be great for my book.
I see what's happening. I get it now. I get it. Y'all are weird, but because you like wearing masks, you should not. I feel like she's just mad that they're wearing masks and they don't just accept the fact that they like the power.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but all the relationship drama in this episode really worked for me. I felt the tension.
Really? I was kind of annoyed by Heather. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, she started really irking me.
Well, when she's like, Daredevil didn't save me, I saved myself.
I was like, okay.
It was funny.
Yeah, you definitely would have gotten the upper hand without Daredevil. You're right, Heather.
Yeah, and of course, Matt defends Daredevil. He's like, I don't know, I don't think he's as bad as that other guy, as Muse. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
The dude shows up at the apartment. Clearly, he's like, they're like stalking.
Well, yeah, they know everything.
Yeah. So creepy.
Yeah. So she gets invited to the mayor's inaugural ball, which is scary stuff. And what else?
I mean, Matt's like, how do you know him? She's like, I can't tell you. Oh my God, he's definitely a client. She's like, I can't tell you. Yeah, but it's so obvious. How else would they know each other?
It's a small city. It's a small town world.
I'm surprised Matt wasn't, let me look at his file. That's something Batman would do, I think.
Oh,
he's just freaking steal it.
Be like, 100%. Vicky, I need to see your files.
Okay, so yeah, Heather gets invited. There's also the reunion with Adam.
Which, short-lived reunion.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. Did you guys think it was coming that Vanessa was going to kill him?
Yeah.
Damn it. You did? I mean, yeah. It makes sense. Kingfin was like, I said I wouldn't kill him.
I mean, yeah. Her choices there are kill him and
keep him in perpetuity.
Fisk will be happy, or not kill him. Fisk kills him anyway and then is also pissed at her.
Mm.
Vanessa knows what's up. She knows. She understands the game.
Technically, she asked him not to kill him. She didn't say don't lock him in a dungeon.
Yeah.
Indefinitely.
Exactly. Yeah, obeying the letter of the law.
Instructions unclear.
Or instructions very clear.
So Vanessa kills him. And then we learn that Poindexter wants to meet Mad Murdock. All right, this is getting interesting. Says Lana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do we win?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, guys.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we've already seen how much Vanessa does for her hubby and vice versa. But, like, we see how savvy she is. She understands she kills Luca because he's getting a little big in his britches. And she. All right. But do you think that was more of a play both sides and see which side ends up winning and just go. Being like, yeah, that's right. It was all part of a plan.
I think she was surprised to see him, so I don't think it's part of his plan, at least. So,
interesting.
Do that for what it's worth.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the Kingpin is not as put together as he has been.
Yeah, he's kind of losing it. But that's okay. We forgive the mayor, right?
Okay.
All politicals can do whatever they want.
Speaking of Fisk, there's like the part where he's like, "Time to celebrate our victories. The task force is doing great. The Red Hook project's going great. Let's have a party." In fact, I'm going to promote you, Daniel.
Yeah, he got promoted over the objections of his mentor. Womp womp.
That other lady is his mentor.
Yeah, she brought him in.
Yeah,
to the fold. She taught him everything, and. He's moving on up and she's moving on down. And he's getting with BB.
Kind of like, how Daredevil is going down, too. And do we think it's the death of Muse that caused him to lose it, or is it more just a combination of everything?
I think not being Daredevil is bad for him psychologically. Daredevil, he can take care of his problems. Matt Murdock can't take care of his problems.
Yeah, Matt has to pretend that he can't see.
Yeah, that too.
That's all he does.
He's not very good at it.
He argues in court and he hears people's heartbeat, and that's all he's got.
Pretty funny. So, do you guys like the part where he's mean to that client?
No. He's Kirsten's right. He's a defense attorney. It's his job.
Mm-hmm.
To not care if they're innocent or guilty.
Fair enough. That's true. But
did he forget what he does?
An interesting tension in a lot of this, which I like.
Okay.
But it's like, what's going on with Matthew J. Murdock?
Okay. His full name's Jay?
No. This is a joke with me and Matt. That's his nickname. Middle of his name.
It's hilarious.
Thank you. So he's mean to the client. And people are like, he's going crazy, just like in the Born Again comic book story. He's losing his shit.
Okay.
Yes, he should.
Oh, shit. He was. Okay, so we talk a little bit about Poindexter, and they're like, oh, he's going to die in there. We talked about this. So I'm like, oh, so he actually can die?
Do we know if he can or not?
I mean, I guess it's TBD.
Well, they're like Matt said, they're not going to explain that. I will not be the superior plan. Oh, shit. Do we all get killed?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we get this revelation about Foggy, that Foggy knew that Bullseye was going to come kill him.
But we already, but we as the viewers knew that.
I did not remember.
Did we know that?
Yeah, because we hear Benny confess about it.
Oh, yeah, he calls Foggy and he's freaking out or something, right?
Yeah, and he's like, my bad, I'm sorry, they got me, I had to. Whatever,
oh, yeah,
whatever.
That's right. But that's different than, like, also, Emma Frost doesn't make, like, shields that, like, stand in thin air.
This game is not accurate.
I mean, they usually try to be, like, a little accurate. Except for this moon thing.
That shit. Chaos. Okay. Okay, so he goes to see Poindexter. Poindexter was like, I can tell you what you want to know about your friend.
And the Fist did it or not.
Whether or not Fist did it. So then Matt just hits him a couple of times, which is like pretty shitty.
Classic Matt.
Hey, what's the strategy here, guys?
I think everyone's dead. Whee!
Yeah. The strategy is to talk about the episode. Yeah, no, from the first episode, we get all that information. We hear him complain and like, we already know he was celebrating some sort of victory. So like we as a viewer know this, so it's a little annoying that we don't get that.
So he won't let Poindexter leave. He won't let Bullseye leave. And then let's see, what are the next thing happen? Okay, so we jump to the party. BB's mad at Daniel.
Yeah, for making her plant a really manipulative article.
Yeah, if you like threaten her into doing it.
Yeah. If you want to be with me, if you want to be on the winning side, yada, yada, yada.
Otherwise, things will be just so much worse for you if you don't.
Yeah, you kind of screwed me, so this is your turn. You owe me, and you know Fisk is going to be a winner, blah, blah, blah. Which makes sense, but I mean, it's interesting how quickly she turns. I was hoping she would put up a bigger fight.
She has to give some to get some, you know?
Yeah, but like, that was a big, like, it was a lot more than I expected.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she doesn't actually, she probably realized she doesn't actually have that much power compared to the mayor who, like, runs the police by himself.
She, like, runs like a TikTok.
Yeah. What do they expect?
TikTok is all over the world. It's what makes the world work.
Zach killed himself? Zach, what did you do?
I took a wrong step. I fell into a bottomless pit. Sorry,
what?
Guys. Okay, Zach, and then Murdoch doesn't show up.
We see nine.
Not me.
I did.
I just died. Stability. Okay, so Murdoch doesn't show up. Poindexter escapes by shooting his own tooth at a cop. We talked about that.
Yep. Spitting it out like.
So like, wouldn't that make
Hawking a loogie.
Wouldn't that make it Matt Murdoch's fault then that he escapes?
Oh, 100%. My theory is that he did it on purpose. Like, he was like, I can't release you, but I can get you out.
But that's true.
Like, if Bullseye was sufficiently motivated, he could have whacked his head on the wall to make a tooth loose.
Yeah, I think it was Matt's way to,
maybe it didn't occur to him.
Help, what do we do?
Settings.
I don't know. Mute in this game. Oh, hit P and you can mute him.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Confusing.
Was so confusing.
The Poindexter escapes, and Mad Murdoch is howling mad Murdoch.
I got it. Yeah.
I mean, do you think potentially that Matt did it? I mean, this feels like a traditional comic trope for those.
Matt did what?
He purposely hurt Poindexter.
So he'd escape? Definitely not.
Yeah, no. I agree with Lana for two reasons. The first is I think he still believes in the system and like working through the system, even though he said a lot of things to indicate that that's not the case. But then also, he wouldn't do something if it would mean getting cops hurt, which is exactly what's happened.
I don't think he cares that much about the cops.
Innocent people to get hurt. Come on. He's Daredevil. Still that much of a superhero.
Shouldn't be. We did just win.
Good point.
No, we just lost.
Oh, yeah,
well,
we did.
We won one and we lost one.
You win some, you lose some. And you lose some.
Yeah, okay, these are probably bots.
Okay, so I don't remember the mustache guy that Fisk meets with at the party.
The guy the from master? Hawkeye?
Yeah, he's from Hawkeye.
Tony Dolan, we talked about him last week.
I forgot. That was, it was like such a long time ago. So he meets up with Heather. He's eavesdropping on Fisk. And there's an unresolved thing where, I don't know if it's like the writing or something, but Heather says, oh my God, you're not even listening to me. What did I just say? And then he doesn't like say anything.
He doesn't like say anything. He just continues eavesdropping.
Yeah,
you should have broken up with him right then.
Yeah. And then he's like, no, no, tell me. And then so he's about to open his mouth and he does it all over again. It's like, how many times can you just not say anything?
Yeah. So what did Heather say? Like, what did Heather do?
She just like sat there and rolled her eyes and huffed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now Murdoch.
Yeah.
Like,
He's so hot. And by now, shouldn't she have like put some sort of like thought together? Oh, what's he doing? Why is he so obsessed and why is he listening? Like, there should have been some triggers, some flags being thrown on the play of field at that point.
Yeah, like what's good? I don't know, that was strange. This just feels like strange writing.
I wanted to go to the ball because it's so such good eavesdropping.
Totally. But he's just not himself lately.
Also, like one of the rich lady's husband is missing. You guys catch that part?
Rich women always have husbands missing.
Yeah, but she sounded really concerned.
I do not remember that part.
Can the rich husband be Zach?
Be who?
Or be the one that's in
what?
Vanessa's...
No. Do you remember when they like meet the rich people and the rich people are like, yeah, you're whatever, we run this town.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of them's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Okay,
yeah,
so
I remember.
So the next thing I have is the reporter getting fried by the task force, which is crazy.
That was really disturbing.
And yeah, especially now.
Over the top.
Yeah. These days is especially scary. So yeah, especially when the commissioner shows up and it like doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Then the commissioner and BB team up for justice.
For justice! For anti-corruption!
Yeah. Everybody starts dancing. The Fists dance. Heather and Matt dance together.
Mm-hmm. And he like puts his cane on some waiter's tray. I'm like, are you going to need that?
Well, I mean, that's twice in this episode where he just ditches his cane for no apparent reason. And people are like, wait, what?
I like the first time when the bartender was like, he didn't use his cane.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so the whole time, first Fisk is like threatening Matt to his wife. He's like, I told you there'd be consequences.
Yeah, that was scary. I like that part. Because it's like from back in the first episode, it was like, don't resume your vigilantiness or there's going to be a problem. Yeah, it was good. But then, so do you think Fisk was behind it all? Or no?
Behind what?
I guess he almost got shot. Behind Point Dexter showing up.
No. I thought he was going to get Vanessa.
No, it was a Matt thing.
I thought it was Vanessa.
It was all about Matt.
Why is Vanessa?
Wait, I thought the whole thing was Vanessa hired Bullseye to kill Foggy because she was the one running the crime gang.
Yep.
And I don't know why Bullseye was trying to kill Fisk because he was pissed that he got put in Gen Pop, I think.
Mm. Yes, and I think Matt also put it in his head that he's going like Bullseye was going to die and it would that Fisk was going to target him. Like he was like so like that put in his head. Oh no, I have to deal with him because it wasn't like he was going after Vanessa.
Yeah, but okay, this part while it had a cool song playing. Did it make any sense? Did Bullseye only have one bullet? Like,
he only has one bullet?
Great aim. Why did he shoot once and then just stop? Like, everyone, it takes them a while to leave the room. He could have shot Fisk a couple times. Just reload.
I guess it's like that.
Snipers
was
are
shot.
Hard to reload. You usually get one or two shots, and that's about it.
Well, he's, you know, a superhuman or whatever. It's the
he
best
is,
of what
but
he does.
Gone, is it?
Well, should have at least showed him like trying to leave or something to explain why he didn't just keep shooting.
Is this what the plot needed him to do, basically?
Yeah. Oh, whoops. So, what do you think? Oh my god, Daredevil got shot. OMG.
You think he's gonna make it?
Oh my god, he's gonna die. The show's over.
Yeah, I guess you guys didn't find it. The drama of the moment didn't work for you.
No, it was fine. But, I was distracted by white bulls. I wasn't continuing to shoot people.
Excellent question. All right. Cool. Anything else to say about the episode?
Next week's the finale.
Oh, really? We only got 1 week to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. Should we move on to questions of the day?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, might as well.
You don't sound excited about Alana.
Well, Matt sent them to me.
He sent them to you. I had some.
Oh, I mean, we can use yours.
Let's do it.
He offered.
Are you
going to
call in
the
wifey?
No, he didn't. Why did he send it to you? Everyone knows I'm sending him coming out.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, what does that say?
I'm going to say, Guru, you want to get on the questions of the day? Yeah. Okay. All right. The game is almost over, hopefully.
Yeah, then we should do Dominion.
All right, we can switch to Dominion. All right, nice job, guys.
Yay.
Good job, team.
Okay, question number one comes to us courtesy of Guru. If you were famous, if you were a performer, what would your stage name be?
My stage name is MC Slanty.
You're sticking with that? You don't want to do something different?
Magnificent MC Slanty?
No, that's fine. For me, I'm going to say Zach Smith.
That definitely exists in SAG already.
Well, yeah. Maybe, but not as far as I'm aware.
That doesn't mean you can do it if it exists.
It's a hypothetical question. Now people think I'm related to Matt Smith. So you'd be like, Matt and Zach.
I would never think that.
And I would actually...
Interesting.
Well, how about you, Guru and Alana? Guru doesn't want to answer.
Thinking.
Okay. Alana?
I haven't thought about it.
Love Guru.
Okay, Guru says the Love Guru.
Guru, no.
Has anyone watched that movie?
Not me.
Me neither.
Maybe the two of you should watch that.
I don't think so. Yeah, I want to watch it for the cheese line reading contest, but bad comedy is like just terrible. Like bad drama at least is funny, but bad comedy has no redeeming value.
There's a movie or something?
There's a movie called The Love Guru that destroyed Mike Myers' career.
Uh-oh, sorry.
That's how bad it was.
I don't know about this. Destroyed, but it was definitely... And it definitely stopped some of his moments.
He hasn't been in the lead of a movie since. Put it that way.
A Shrek.
There's
lead.
They're making a new Shrek.
Lead in a non-animated film, maybe?
Maybe.
All right, Alana. What you got?
I might know my own name.
You wouldn't change your name at all?
No. Unless SAG already had one.
Okay. I don't think so. Okay, question number two. And for this one, I want safe for work answers only.
Oh my God.
That's a rule. Safe for work answers only.
What kind of question? What kind of podcast do you think this is, Zach? How dare you?
Okay. Well, James, you want to hear the question first before you start?
No.
Okay, the question is, what is the most unattractive part of the human body?
I say elbow.
Guru says the elbow. I say the knee.
The like front or back?
Inside the nose.
Yeah. I like that answer.
That's a good one.
Or like really long fingernails.
Yeah, that is gross. All right, how about you, Jay?
Say for work? I'll just say feet. Make it simple. I'm not a person.
I guess you know what I'm putting in the description after this.
Not a feet person?
Tay is not a feet person.
I know how much I abuse my feet. Like, I, yeah, I, that's not, I don't want to see other people's feet.
I'm surprised none of us have the ear. That's a popular one.
What? Ears are fine, no matter what.
Yeah, what's wrong with ears?
They're like weird, scrunched up piece of flesh.
That you can decorate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You can decorate a lot. But, okay. All right. And then question number three, I went onto the real RAP, their YouTube page, to find this. And the question is, what is an innocent question that bugs you?
How's it going? What did Guru say?
She said, hey, what's up?
That's what I said.
But why does that bug you guys?
Because it's such a, nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear the actual answer.
I do.
Just skip ahead.
When I ask you guys how you are, I always want to know. Or what's up?
Well, I don't want to tell you, so don't ask.
Wow. Ooh. Get wrecked, nerd.
Did you hear that?
No, not completely.
Alana said, I don't want to tell you how I'm doing.
I don't even remember the question now. What was the question?
What is an innocent question that bugs you?
Oh, I'm not worried for $4.
That don't really mean, like...
Yeah, Alana can't just assume that.
What?
I said, you can't just assume that people are asking that to be polite.
No, like...
No, you can.
Yeah. You run into someone in the cafeteria. They say, hey, what's up? Nothing's up.
Okay, I guess in that very specific situation, they don't really care. Okay, I will go next. Unfortunately, I'm calling Guru out again because this is the question that she's
wow.
asking.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm not proud of that. But my question, my innocent question that bugs me is, what's it like being a twin?
Is that an innocent question? I mean, they have to know you pretty well to ask that. I don't know.
It's an innocent question. Innocent means just like there's no ulterior motive behind it.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Which there isn't.
This is one of my first few questions that I asked.
Yeah, people want to know.
Yeah, you're not the first one, though.
Tell what your answer was.
Yeah, and my answer to Guru when she asked that was, what's it like not being a twin?
Wow.
Yeah. Fortunately, she stuck around anyway.
Pretty unbelievable, Guru.
I know, it's a miracle.
I never thought about it that way. So
that's good.
He answered my question with a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boo. You're not supposed to do that. You know that.
I know. I was young and dumb then. Okay, Jay and Guru, how about you guys?
My alliance with Alanas.
You're sticking with, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you an alcoholic?
Oh, no. Actually, that was what they were
saying. Innocent question.
Yeah, I know how innocent that question is. But the that was what they said on the reel, was people would ask them things like, are you sick? Are you feeling okay? And they were looking totally normal. So they didn't like that.
Mine would probably be, why doesn't my webcam work?
That is an innocent question. And
pretty good. It's like, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, it's something, some IT ask question from my coworkers specifically.
Yeah, exactly. That would definitely bother me too, or bug me too. Cool. All right, anything else, guys? Anything else you want to discuss?
How was the weekend festivities?
Maybe we should discuss that after we sign off.
Well, I mean, you could just say yay or nay, or good or bad.
I can tell you, we had Passover, we had fun. Guru and I did a lot of chores, which was nice.
Yeah, so you didn't have to go into all that description. You could have just been like, yeah, we had a good time. We had a good dinner.
Is this really to the question?
No. This was a legitimate question. I guess I found Zach's new answer.
I guess so. But yeah, the festivities were good. A lot of you eaten all of the leftovers yet?
There was not much leftovers, but yes. What?
You guys gave away all the leftovers.
We didn't give away all of them, but they're like...
Most of them.
Yeah.
Tide pools. All right. Thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty. Group up with us for the finale of Daredevil and a full crew next time.
next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.